100,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
Now we both breathe easier.
Looking for your perfect hair color? Stop by Fantastic Sam's for the color event starting Wednesday through March 25th. No appointment needed. Fantastic Sam's, your style awaits.
Vegas or not, they were at, wasn't Caesars? I forgot. We saw that when we had a family vacation.
I remember
we
all that met last year or earlier.
What a fantastic show. And for anybody thinking, corny, Donnie and Marie, they put on an incredible show. And I'm going to tell you, three-fourths of the show is Marie. And she sings things you didn't even know she could sing. They're incredible. It was a great show.
Man vs. Wild star Bear Grylls has been fired by the Discovery Channel.
No.
Yep. He said, a rep for Discovery said, due to a continuing contractual dispute, Discovery has terminated all current productions with him. He was supposed to star in a couple of projects, they called them mystery projects, and he says, nah, not going to do it, so they fired him. John Mayer is canceling his upcoming U.S. tour and will take an indefinite break from live performing because that granuloma that he had removed from his vocal cord last fall has grown back. He was supposed to start on tour in April on the 9th. His album will still be released on May 22nd. Now he has to have another surgery, and then you have to, not talk or something for quite a while.
And he has to wonder, why me? Because here's a guy, you got to get people like Rod Stewart or Michael Bolton who scream their music, and their throats are fine. Well, you just got to go, what the heck?
And Adele had the same thing. It seems like it's more common now. I'm not sure why. French actor Olivier Martinez. He is the guy that Richard Gere killed back in that movie Unfaithful. Remember him? The dark-haired guy? Diane Lane was in the movie.
I remember the movie.
Yeah, she met that young, hunky guy. Well, he has confirmed his engagement to Halle Berry. It's going to be his first marriage, her third. Dick Van Dyke, a relative newlywed. The 86-year-old actor recently married 40-year-old Arlene Silver.
Whoa! 86 and 40.
Less than half. Way to go, Dick.
They met 6 years ago at the SAG Awards, where, according to Van Dyke, he was bowled over by her beauty. Mm-hmm. He hired her as his personal makeup artist, and the two became friends, then fell in love. This is his second marriage. He was married to a gal named Margie Willett, and they had 4 kids. But they were separated for eons, and during that time, he was actually living with another gal named Michelle Triola. He lived with her for 30 years until she died in 2009. But he wasn't quite divorced yet when he was living there. But
you
now,
go, Dick.
He's married again. Yeah.
See, Dick,
she's not pregnant. Actress Jenny Garth from 90210 and Twilight actor Peter Facinelli are calling it quits after 11 years together.
I hate to hear that.
Yep, they have 3 daughters.
Yeah, that makes me sad.
It is sad. Remember yesterday, Mike Evans had the pop quiz and Taylor Swift was the top earner last year. She made $35.7 million from touring and music sales. U2 is number 2 with $32.1 million. A couple others in the top 10 were singers Sade, remember her from Smooth Operator back in the 1980s?
Sure, barely.
Smooth Operator. Okay, and Adele, she was in the top 10. Elton John was number 13. He made $12 million. Katy Perry was 14th. And the Beatles were 24 after their catalog became available on iTunes.
Elton John made more last year than Katy Perry?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But he has such a catalog of music, you know?
So you're not talking about just concerts. You're talking about just income.
Right. Music sales and... Right. Mad Men star John Hamm is apparently not a fan of reality TV. In a recent interview, Hamm said the success of people, and he kind of named Paris Hilton and Kim Kardashian, doesn't make any sense. He went on to say that stupidity is certainly celebrated, and being a blanking idiot is a valuable commodity in this culture.
Yeah, and by the way, he told the truth. Yeah. He told the truth.
He's not
exactly
the only one
right.
that said it. Daniel Craig had said the same thing. Kim's response, I respect John, and I'm a firm believer that everyone is entitled to their own opinion, and that not everyone takes the same path in life. We're all working hard, and we all have to respect one another.
Yeah, by the way, she didn't say that. Somebody wrote that for her.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian is not smart enough to make that comment.
And he wasn't the only one that was, dissing people. There was another interview in the Mirror. Piers Morgan, who I know you don't like,
ugh,
but he called British model Kate Moss utterly horrific and a vile little creature. Then he went after Madonna, saying she's a complete con artist and those arms are just terrifying. It's like watching Conan the Barbarian. She's looking even more barbaric than ever at the moment. Utterly grotesque.
I will never, ever understand the success of Piers Morgan. I don't know how he got on TV. I don't know how he stayed on TV. This guy is, what is that? What am I missing?
And he did well on that Apprentice thing. He's just, I don't know, smooth.
But
somehow.
Evidently
he keeps getting things. So
I won't even watch that. What used to be the Larry King thing on CNN because he's on there. I can't stand that guy.
Right?
He's got I don't know. Go ahead.
Raquel Welch even had some complaints about today's sex-crazed culture. In Men's Health magazine, the 71-year-old says, I think we've gotten to the point in our culture where we're all sex addicts, literally. We have equated happiness in life with as many orgasms as you can possibly pack in.
Oh. Well, she's part of the reason for that.
Yeah. She said she was never that overtly sexual, that it was a clothed thing where you could use your imagination and stuff. But
in her day, that little stuff that she wore, and when she went on those USO tours with Bob Hope and walked out on stage, I got news for you. Raquel Welch was a sex bomb. She was. So she may not have thought so, but I can't imagine. She doesn't know what she did.
Okay. Demi Moore was going to play Gloria Steinem in the upcoming film Lovelace about Linda Lovelace, the porn star.
Right.
But she had to drop out because of health and personal problems. In her place, Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh.
She was chosen by the star of the movie, Amanda Seyfried. So she's a big fan of hers. And
so Sarah Jessica Parker is going to play Gloria Steinem?
I can almost see it, can't you?
I can't see it. Gloria Steinem is a good-looking woman.
Yeah.
Sarah Jessica Parker is a horse. A horse face. There's nothing about them that's similar.
You know who could have played her? It was probably like Tina Fey or...
Yes.
What's
absolutely.
Her name? Okay, anyway.
Lots of people.
Oh, I can't believe it. Whitney Houston's daughter, Bobby Christina Brown, was referred to as Chrissy on the Oprah Winfrey special that aired on Sunday. And according to some reports, the teenager is interested in having her name legally changed to Christina Houston to honor her mother's family.
Who cares?
She wants nothing to do with Bobby Brown, evidently. Heather Morris, she plays Brittany on Glee. She's tall and thin. I think she was actually a backup dancer for either Michael Jackson or Madonna or something.
Mm.
She may be the latest actress to have her phone hacked and revealing photos released. Although I've seen pictures where she has like a dress where it's all the way cut down to her belly button. And she's almost flat as a board. So I don't know how revealing they could be. But back in 2010, nude photos of her that were taken during a professional modeling shoot worked their way online, and she really didn't care about it. She said, for me, I think they're beautiful. It's something I'm not ashamed of.
I love how photographers are able to get chicks to take their clothes.
It's in the name of art.
A modeling shoot, which means you're going to probably be modeling clothes. So what do you have to take all your clothes off for them for? But
that,
they do.
That and painters, too. People that paint.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Walk around with an easel and a brush and try to fake a French accent and go, I would love to capture
you on
canvas.
Well, look at Leo DiCaprio on Titanic.
I would love to capture you on canvas in the nude. And they just take their clothes off.
Poor Antonio Banderas. He was on a trip to Hungary, and he was mobbed by this crowd at the airport, you know, adoring fans and everything. And he's, woo-hoo, you know. He gets in his car, and somebody had stolen his wallet.
Oh, man.
So while everybody was bumping into him and going, ooh, Antonio, well, somebody reached in and grabbed his wallet. Jermaine Jones, he is the 6'8" guy on American Idol. They call him the gentle giant. He may have stretched the truth about his father in an effort to win sympathy. A source with American Idol says Jones told them that he was upset because his dad had suddenly reappeared in his life after leaving him and his mom 10 years ago. His dad says, not true, and that he's kept an ongoing relationship with Jermaine, had dinner with him a couple of times last week, and was even in the audience supporting his son.
See, I'm telling you, these people on these shows are milking the sympathy
thing. Learning how it works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're learning how it works, absolutely, so they're stretching the truth. What was it, The Voice last night? There was one, I wish I could remember what it was, and I'm sitting there and I'm going, it was a singer, the guy on The Voice, and they went into the whole thing about how he was a meth addict, and now he'd kicked the habit. I'm thinking, get on with the talent thing.
Yeah, they had one of those on the show that Simon Cowell had, too. I can't even think of the name of it.
Yeah.
They had an ex-druggie con.
The sadder your story, the less you have to be a great singer.
Scotty McCreery, speaking of not that great of singers, I don't know, some people love him. He won last year's American Idol, and he is back at school at Garner High School to finish off his high school education, and he's thrilled to be pitching on the varsity baseball team.
Really?
Yep, something he's always wanted to do, and now he's doing it.
Hmm.
If you're a Big Bang Theory fan, you'll be happy to learn that Leonard Nimoy will make an appearance on the show on March 29th. He's one of the guy's big idols. And the main idol to the character named Sheldon on that show is Stephen Hawking. He's going to be on there on April 4th.
Stephen Hawking is?
Yes. On a sitcom.
That's a funny. Sitcom? Nothing funnier than a guy in a wheelchair who can't move. That's hilarious.
Russell Brand has been named in a police report in New Orleans by a photographer who claims the actor snatched his cell phone right out of his hand and threw it through the window of an abandoned building while the paparazzi were trying to shoot photos of Brand last
night.
This
is another guy we could do without, Russell Brand.
No kidding. Have you heard about the Hunger Games movie? It's based on the books, The Hunger Games.
Nope.
Okay, they're going to be coming out pretty soon here, and the British Board of Film Classification, that's kind of like our Motion Picture Association of America, the MPAA, has made them cut 7 seconds out of the film in order to receive a 12A rating, which would be our PG-13 rating. Evidently, those 7 seconds contained a lot of blood and injury. It's this movie, the way I understand it, kids are forced to fight to the death.
They get picked at random.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's a movie. That doesn't.
It's going to be a movie. It's based on a bunch of books, just like the girl who kicked the hornet's nest and that kind of
thing. Yeah, my daughter was telling me about that. She's read all the books, and she can't wait for the movie to come out.
I know. It's hard to believe. They're kids' books.
I know.
Courtney Love, all up in arms about a Nirvana song, It Smells Like Teen Spirit, that was used in the Muppet movie without her permission. But sources say that Courtney sold off half of her rights to Kurt's music to a company called Primary Wave Music, and gave them the exclusive right to distribute Nirvana's entire catalog. So this Primary Wave did approve the use of the song in the Muppets movie. They got permission from the two surviving Nirvana members, Dave Grohl and Krist Novoselic, and Dave is even in the movie. So there you go, Courtney.
Yeah, Courtney was probably too drugged up to remember she sold half the
movie. Yeah, she just wanted the money, so there you go. That court case with Nicolette Sheridan, not looking good. Because
I love that case.
The judge just threw out her battery claim against Mark Cherry, the creator of Desperate Housewives.
Isn't that pretty much the whole case?
Well, it's that and wrongful termination.
Yeah.
So he admitted to touching her face, saying he was demonstrating how he wanted a scene to play out. She said it was an unprovoked wallop. The judge said Sheridan's claims did not meet the standard of proof for battery, and since the battery claim was the only cause of action against Cherry, he's out of it, the picture now. He's officially in the clear. Her wrongful termination claim against ABC still moves forward, but it's not looking good at this point.
No.
And Aubrey O'Day, you probably don't know who she is. She was in a group called Danity Kane, a singing group, all girls. She had small parts in TV shows. She's on Celebrity Apprentice right now. She grossed out diners and triggered a health department investigation after she let her dogs sit their butts on a table at a restaurant in L.A. last week.
I hate it when that happens.
Two dogs sitting there scooting their little butts on the table that people eat on. And there's going to be a new online programming venture. It's being planned and will include the return of Larry King, speaking of him. He'll start up a new daily talk show later this year for Aura TV. The service is backed by Mexican communications billionaire Carlos Slim and will provide programming for tablets, cell phones, computers, and internet-connected TVs.
How is it that people like that just keep having money thrown at them? That Carlos Slim is
I've never heard of him.
Billionaire, and he apparently just loves Larry King. So here, Larry, here's a few $1 million. Do this for me.
Man.
Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. While on Today promoting his new film, I want to say this, I probably will say it wrong, Casa de Mi Padre.
That's good enough.
Will Ferrell called himself a genius. In the movie, Ferrell speaks only in Spanish,
and he sings.
Everything is subtitled.
No, thanks.
Good luck with this movie.
Padre is supposedly a comedy, but Ferrell says he plays it very straight, describing it as a bad Mexican spaghetti western meets Scarface meets Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah. Okay. My guess is this is his biggest flop ever.
Could be.
I don't know. He's had some flops.
And the Love Boat won't be making another run.
Oh, no.
I heard,
But the 40-year-old cruise ship known as the Pacific Princess has been idle for 2 years in port in Genoa, Italy, but it's now been sold for $3.3 million to a Turkish firm specializing in demolition of ships. The owners had tried to auction the ship off, but nobody wanted it. And Dexter and Homeland will return to Showtime. Let's see. It's going to start on September 30th for those that are fans of that. At the movies, The Lorax was number one again at the box office with $38.8 million in ticket sales. In 2 weeks, it's made over $121 million. The action film John Carter opened in second place with $30.2 million. Third was the teen flick Project X with $11.1 million. Happy birthday to Danny Masterson. He was on That 70s Show. He had the curly perm.
I never saw that show.
It was
not
pretty
even
darn
one.
Funny.
I don't even know what that show is.
He's 36. You might know this guy, rapper Common.
Oh, sure. All the rappers. I know the rappers.
Yeah, he's 40. Actress Tracy Wells, who starred on Mr. Belvedere, is 51. Bassist Adam Clayton of U2 is 52. Actress Dana Delaney, you recognize that name,
yeah,
right?
I like her.
She's 56. William H. Macy is 62.
Good actor.
And singer-songwriter Neil Sedaka is 73.
Wow. And still performing. I saw him at Powell Hall.
The Wood Report.
Yeah, Wood Report, and a good one. Tina Dalfies, everybody.
Yeah.
Powell Hall and saw Neil Sedaka. He put on a fantastic show. Again, another one of those shows where you think, corny Neil Sedaka. He had written a classical piece, and he had the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra perform it. It was unbelievable. I mean, you would never have expected Neil Sedaka to get up. And now I'd like to share with you my... And he had written this entire... I don't think about writing music, but to write... To sit down and write the notes for a classical piece that involves like 30 instruments. And you have to write, Tina, wouldn't you have to write the part for each instrument?
Yes, I guess they would call that, kind of, remember, Mr. Holland's opus?
Yes.
It would be Mr. Sedaka's opus.
Exactly. Wow. What a talent to be able to write music like that. That's the Wood Report. It'll be back again next Tuesday. And I don't know about you, but I can hardly wait. Now let's talk about bald-headed people. Let's talk about people who don't want to be bald, but all of a sudden they go bald, men and women. Over 40% of the men in the world will have hair loss, noticeable hair loss, by the time they are, not 55 or 60, 35 years of age. 65% of women will have noticeable hair loss by the time they're 60. And maybe it's just me, but it seems that more women have thin hair now than they used to. Has anybody else noticed a lot of older women, their hair is real thin?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe it's the years of the wrong chemicals or diet, or I don't know what it is, but a lot of people don't want it. But they also haven't wanted what was available as an alternative up until now. That's because there wasn't, until recently, Neograft. Neograft is a procedure that most people have done in one day, one session, where they literally take other hair from your back of your head, side of your head, where you have plenty of thick, dense hair, if you have it, and they transplant it one follicle at a time, one hair at a time, to the top of your head. Now, the reason I said if you have it, some people are not candidates for this procedure, like I'm not. I don't have the hair that I have, the little that I have, that fringe Bozo the Clown hair that I have, it is not thick enough, dense enough, whatever the terminology is. If they took enough hairs from the side and the back of my head to put where I had reasonable hair on top of my head, then I'd have a goofy looking back of my head with no hair. I just don't have enough that I can give some up. But a lot of people do. And they will tell you, when you meet with the folks at the Lifestyle Center in Clayton, you'll have a consultation with Dr. Moore and his staff. Dr. Moore is the head of this procedure, and he's a patient. He's had the Neograft procedure. So you can say, Dr. Moore, would you bend down? Or you know what? Drop something. Say, I dropped my pen, Dr. Moore. He'll bend down and pick it up, and you take a look at the top of his head. And because he is an example of what can be done in one session. Now, they can do in a session, I think, something like 2,000, 2,500 hairs. And you say, how's that possible? Hey, I don't know, but they do it. And it's done by people who are trained to do it and know what they're doing. It's called Neograft, N-E-O-G-R-A-F-T. It's FDA approved, and it is so superior to all the other alternatives you had years ago, the plugs and the strips and the bad toupees and the weaves and the whatever. Check it out at neograftstl.com. That's neograftstl.com. And there is 24-month 0% financing available, too. I want to remind you about that. neograftstl.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Hey, Tim.
Hi, Tina. Well, I was wondering why we're running so slow here on westbound 40 between Clayton Warson up to Mason. We haven't quite made it that far, but it is slow from that area. We also have downtown traffic. Eastbound 4064 starts jamming up a little bit east of Highway 40 to the Poplar Street Bridge. Northbound 55, that right lane is slow in the park. Eastbound 70, that looks pretty good right now. This traffic report is brought to you by March Madness. March Madness is here. Watch every game live on TBS, CBS, TNT, True TV, or on your mobile device. It all tips off tonight at 5:30 p.m. on True TV. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
These days, who isn't on a budget? Whether it's a ramen noodles every night budget, a cutback on your cable channel's budget, or how in the world am I ever going to put my kids through college budget? Allstate has something just for you. The Allstate Value Plan. It's their most affordable car insurance, and it still comes with an Allstate agent. Plus, the Value Plan includes Allstate Easy Pay, so you can stay on top of your payments without even thinking about it. The Allstate Value Plan. It's the kind of car insurance that fits any kind of budget. It's Allstate for all.
There's an Allstate policy for everyone. Why not see how much you can save with the Allstate Value Plan? Find an agent near you at allstate.com today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Allstate Value Plan. Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you like Allstate.
Are you in the market for a porta potty? Don't laugh. Maybe you're in charge of a family reunion, a special event, a wedding, a reunion, or maybe you're in charge of a construction site. Whatever the reason is, you have a large group of people coming together, you're going to need a porta potty. And I'm here to tell you about R&R Sanitation. St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated R&R Sanitation. Their porta potties are 40% larger. Now, you laugh, but that means they're cleaner longer and they smell fresh longer. And at R&R Sanitation, they pick up and drop off at a drop of a hat. The out-of-town conglomerate that's trying to put R&R Sanitation, they don't do that. Fact, they'll try and undercut R&R Sanitation, but they won't lose money. You'll be the one that ends up losing. So, be smart. Call R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000, because you do not want to mess with your sanitation issues. 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. And their tagline and their slogan says it best. They want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
Hey guys, is your sex life really as good as it could be? Or are you missing out because your performance in the bedroom isn't that great? If you suffer from lack of sexual confidence, then you need to try Upright XXL. Upright XXL is the most powerful, natural male enhancement product available on the market today. Upright XXL's pre-measured blend of potent ingredients is sure to keep you going strong all night long. You'll have an amazing renewal of self-confidence and energy that people will notice, especially where it counts most, in the bedroom. Just take Upright XXL and you will experience a powerful increase in stamina and strength that will make you and your partner say, wow, guaranteed. So be the man and call right now to find out how you can get Upright XXL for free. We challenge you to put it to the test.
Size does matter. Test the sexual power of Upright XXL absolutely free. Call 800-405-8837. 800-405-8837. Free samples are available for a limited time only, so you must call now. 800-405-8837. That's 1-800-405-8837.
Get to a better place.
Interest rates have plummeted. At American Equity Mortgage, we have rates and APRs now in the threes, and that can save you money, hundreds, even thousands of dollars. I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. If your rate is not currently in the threes, you are paying too much for your mortgage. Whether you're looking for a fixed or adjustable rate, we can save you money, and that will get you to a better place. Call American Equity Mortgage at 314-878-9999, 314-878-9999. Don't wait for rates to go up. Call today to lock in a low rate and APR in the threes. Call now, 314-878-9999, 314-878-9999, or visit AmericanEquity.com.
get you to a better place.
American Equity Mortgage. NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender. For rates and APRs in the threes, call now, 314-878-9999.
What is work? Is work talking about working? Is work telling others to work? No, work is actually working with your hands and your brains. Work is building skyscrapers and drilling for oil. Work is loading ships and building submarines. Work is craft. Work is complex. Work is family. Work is pride. And if you're serious about it, work is a pair of Red Wing boots on your feet. Red Wing work boots are purpose-built for the exact work you do. Red Wing shoes. Work is our work.
Hi, it's the roofer for Lane House Construction, and it's time for our spring roofing sale. That's right, I'm going to make you an offer where you can't lose. If Lane House Construction can't beat any reputable competitor's bid on a new roof, we will give you a $50 Visa gift card to use any way you choose. The neat thing is we're expanding our meter beat to include siding and windows. So call Lane House Construction at 314-845-2166 or in St. Charles. Call our new store at 636-724-2000 or look us up on the web at lanehouseconstruction.com.
And that guy with the deep voice that does the Red Wing boots and shoes commercial.
Yeah.
He's talking about work. Work is building skyscrapers. He never once mentioned radio. Never.
Oh.
Talking about the working man.
You need heavy-duty boots when you're
heavy-duty
here.
Heavy-duty boots. And he gives examples of hard work, and he never said a word about radio.
You got to walk through all the slop around here.
Walk in my shoes, mister.
You need some good boots.
That's right. Time to find out what the new releases are. They're out. It's Tuesday, and that's the day the DVDs and the CDs come out, and that's the day this guy tells you what they are. He is brought to you by Oreck and the 7 locally owned and operated Oreck Home Care Center. Stop in, tell them you're AM and the PM, and you want to look around at the other great Oreck products, because we know you already know what a great vacuum cleaner they make, but there is so much more. The guy I'm talking about is right here. He is Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yeah. Yes!
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes, yes!
How are you, Joe?
Great, Frank. How are you doing today, sir?
Good check. Doing great.
Excellent. Fantastic. Fabulous. It is New Release Tuesday, and obviously we always start out with the music end of things. Only just two new ones that I think might tickle your fancy. There is a band called the Ting Tings.
Yes.
Have you ever checked these guys out before?
No.
All right. What would you say would be the big money song, Ian, the Shut Up and Let Me Go song?
Oh, you're asking me about the Ting Tings?
Come on, everybody knows the Shut Up and Let Me
Go song. I've only seen the one video.
Right,
I think I'm out on this one.
You see, this is one of those groups I think got success courtesy of those Apple iPod commercials. You know, every once in a while when they do those commercials with the rainbow colors, mm-hmm.
right.
the silhouette of people dancing. Well,
right.
they did that with the Shut Up and Let Me Go song, and that's how I heard about them. I got really into it that way, so just putting that out there in case anyone's aware.
I'd probably know it if I heard it, but yeah,
well,
not by
it's
name.
It's a female lead singer, and I just don't feel very comfortable doing an impersonation or impression.
There are songs,
well, come on,
there are songs I've been introduced to through commercials. That CeeLo Green commercial for Pepsi or whatever it is, what's that song he does in that commercial? It's a big hit for him. And I don't even know the name of the song, but I know the song because of the Pepsi commercial. And now when I hear it on the radio,
he had that song Crazy when he was with the other group.
Gnarls Barkley.
Yeah, the Gnarls Barkley.
And then
the Forget You song.
Yeah, Forget You.
Right. Well, I mean, the Ting Tings, it's just, she's one of those guys. It's really weird. Sometimes you've got someone with a really strong accent, and then when they sing, you would never know that they have an accent. She's one of those singers who sings.
Give us a little bit. Come on, you're with friends here.
Well,
come on, sing a little
girl,
bit for
it's a girl.
That's all right. You can.
Okay, fine. The Ting Tings song is kind of like, shut up and let me go, because I told you so before I did. Forget it.
Yeah.
That was
good.
What do you mean,
don't
forget it?
That was
unbelievable.
She does. She's got a shut up and let me go. She does, you know,
little,
yeah.
What's
like, Dad, can you do any Ting Tings on the harmonica?
Probably.
Can you do a little of that song that Joe was singing?
While Joe singing, yeah. Could you
shut up
back
and let me go, because I told you so before we... Okay. I'm sorry, Dan.
You keep giving up on it.
Dan is so tremendous on that, that I knew I couldn't compete.
Yeah, it's hard, isn't it?
So the Ting Tings have a record you might want to pick up. It's called Sounds from Nowheresville, or that's pretty much what we just kind of performed. Songs from Sounds from Nowheresville, the latest from the Ting Tings. Shooter Jennings with a new record out today called Family Man. That might do it for you. On the DVD end of things, there's a movie being released on Blu-ray today, and I've tried to watch this, and I've tried... See, I've got a... I'll put this out there. I've got a Catholic-Christian upbringing. I'm never really sure whether to call it Catholic or Christian. I think it's the same thing. But
well, Catholic
people,
is Christian.
See,
Christian can
thought,
be Protestant or Catholic. If you just say Catholic, you don't have to say Christian.
There we go. So with a Catholic upbringing, I've always had a bit of trepidation when it comes to approaching certain films about Jesus and his time hanging out here on this earth. So for me, I kind of felt blasphemous. I'm using a lot of big words today.
Wow.
I kind of felt blasphemous when I tried this film out. I don't think it's a good movie, but I'm not saying that because I'm Bible thumping or anything. I'm not trying to preach or campaign. I just don't think this movie's that good. The Last Temptation of Christ.
Oh, is that out. The Mel Gibson?
No, that's the Martin Scorsese. Dafoe and Harvey Keitel. I mean, it's a Martin Scorsese version of Jesus, and I don't think it comes from Catholic upbringing for me saying it's not a good film, because, you know, sometimes people say, oh, this movie's terrible, it's wrong, but you know they're just campaigning their beliefs, and they're Bible thumping, they're on their little soapbox doing the thing. I'm not doing it for that reason. I just don't think this movie is really all that good. But maybe you've seen it, maybe you dig it. Now you can enjoy it in all of its high definition glory. The Last Temptation of Christ is on Blu-ray today.
What was the Mel Gibson thing that made all the money in the
Passion
subtitle?
Passion of the Christ. Right. Yes, and Mel Gibson's hand actually had a cameo in that film.
I know.
Really? I remember that.
Yeah, there was a Mel Gibson cameo hand in there. So there you go. American Pie, as you know, they're having another triumphant return to the American Pie series right around the corner. So to cash in on that, they're re-releasing these films now on Blu-ray. So American Pie, American Wedding, and, of course, American Pie 2, all three available on Blu-ray. So you can see them again for the first time, only now you're seeing them in high definition. The Killing Season 1 is available. A origin story of Peter Pan prior to becoming Peter Pan is out called Neverland. Not really all that good, however.
And there's always a however in life.
Bit of eye candy for the dads. Keira Knightley is in this film. I'm just going to put that one out there. Not very bad at all. All right, a lot of times there are these straight-to-DVD movies, films that didn't really do the theatrical run. Sometimes there's a reason. Sometimes they're really not that bad. I've got one for you coming out today, starring Pierce Brosnan, who, in my opinion, is kind of hit and miss. He really did fill out the role of James Bond fairly well for the time that he played the role. Sometimes, though, it is. It's very hit or miss. Sometimes
he's got a little bird body, though. He's got like a little chicken body. He doesn't have much of a body.
I think he's got a decent kind of broad chest thing happening.
I think Sean Connery should be a little bit more manly looking than Brosnan.
You mean like, James Bond?
Well, I mean James Bond. James Bond, and the reason I said Sean Connery is because to me, when Connery took his shirt off and all that chest hair,
he looked like a man.
Brosnan takes his shirt off in Mrs. Doubtfire, and he looks like a 12-year-old boy.
Okay, well, let's get right to it then. What about Roger Moore? I mean, come on, frankly, if we're going to go into this sauna together, let's do it together. Roger Moore's body, though, you think he was manlier looking than Pierce Brosnan?
I do.
Really?
Yes, I do.
Okay, all right. Well, Pierce Brosnan, very little shirt removal in this film. It's about a writer who is basically about a writer with writer's block, written by Stephen King. It's called Bag of Bones. It is very creepy.
Oh, I read good that title. Book.
Really good thriller. Bag of Bones. You're probably going to find this as a rental at a Redbox. Might be difficult to buy, but it is one of those films where you're going to scratch your head thinking, I don't remember seeing this in the movie theater. Nope, nobody really did. Bag of Bones, definitely worth a rental. If your kids dig the claymation animation and they've really dug the Wallace and Gromit stuff, there's a really cool Blu-ray release. Wallace and Gromit's World of Invention. Very cool 6-part series, conveniently priced, very good stuff. I'm not going to make too much of a thing about this, but it is a release, and I was a bit nervous, but I'm just going to throw it out there because it's a film. It came out. It was in theaters. First time ever. It's coming out on DVD, starring Barry White, Scatman Crothers. Back in 1975, they did an animated film called Coonskin, and it's finally out on DVD for the first time ever.
Hold it.
Barry White. What?
Barry White,
yes,
and
Barry
Scatman
White.
Crothers?
Two
black guys?
Yes.
Did a movie called Coonskin?
That is 100% correct. Came out in 75. It made a lot of waves in the water of racial equality back in 1975. Finally, for the first time. I say finally just because it's from 1975, and it's getting pressed on DVD for the first time ever.
Hmm.
So if that's something you're curious about, it is out for you to check out. Arthur and the Invisibles. Decent kid flick. Decent family fun flick. Good rental. That is out on Blu-ray for the first time ever today. A couple of 4-film favorites are out. These are those things that you see on the end caps when you go shopping where they package a bunch of movies into one collection for you, and the price is pretty right. 4-film favorite George Clooney pack out today. Michael Clayton, Ocean's 11, The Perfect Storm, and Three Kings in a 4-pack for $11.49.
Well, there's at least one good movie in there, Perfect Storm.
Oh, Ocean's 11 could be one of the greatest remakes of all time.
Okay, yeah, I do too. Maybe two.
All right, you ever seen Three Kings, though?
No, but I'm guessing since I've never even heard of it, it can't be that great.
Oh, I've seen it.
Oh, it's got Mark Wahlberg. It's George got George Clooney. It's got a really good
Ice
cast.
Ice Cube.
Right? It was directed. Yeah, it took place during the Desert Storm invasion. George Clooney basically realizes, hey, we won. Everybody's happy. No one's paying attention. We could actually steal every bar of gold that Saddam Hussein's got. It's a caper movie about
it's
army guys.
It's actually pretty good, I remember.
Yeah, army guys stealing all the gold out of Saddam's palace and using it as like a, you know, like a police kind of thing.
I want to see a movie where they ugly Clooney up, the way they did Charlize Theron in Monster. I want to see Clooney look like somebody besides George Clooney.
Was it
I know
the boat,
Hollywood could
well,
do
no,
that.
It was the fishing movie.
The
was
Perfect
kinda...
Storm.
No,
he's got that dirty fisherman beard.
No.
No.
Really?
He still
looks
thought
like
he was
Clooney.
Hot in there?
That thing's growing mold halfway through that film.
I know this makes me sound gay, but he still looks too he's too good looking to be a fisherman.
You
His
know
teeth
what?
Are too perfect. Fishermen don't have teeth like that.
Frank, I'll be honest. I would actually rip out one of my kidneys with my bare hands to look like George Clooney.
Well, who wouldn't?
I know. I would.
You know what? I would rip out one of your kidneys if I could look like George Clooney.
I'm sure you would. I would grab a mirror and make out with myself every day. I really would.
Wow.
Another four-movie favorite pack of James Stewart, The Western Collection. If you like Jimmy Stewart.
What the heck?
What's wrong, Frank? Jimmy Stewart. Well, in the Western films, the sun is hot, and that's pretty much what he sounded like. Bend of the River, The Far Country, Night Passage, and The Rare Breed. Four films, Jimmy Stewart, Western Collection, $8.99 is the list price for these four movies.
Put your hands up.
There we go. All right, a couple last ones here real quick, just make sure I cover everything.
Hold up. I'm not kidding. I mean it. Fill up that bag.
There have been a lot of incarnations of the Three Musketeers. The most recent was the least favorite, in my humble opinion. So the latest and not-so-greatest Three Musketeers finally out on DVD. Mark your calendar. It's March 13th. On March 17th, your kids are going to want you to pick up Happy Feet 2. That'll be out on the 17th. On the 19th, which is going to be on, I guess, Monday, see? So the next new release Tuesday, this is already be old news. The Adventures of Tintin will be coming out in about 6 days. So here's your heads up. And last but not least.
Just about to make the 30-second call. Perfect timing.
I'm not sure if this is an ugly George Clooney flick or not. I know, Frank, no matter what, you could basically put mud on the guy's face and drop him down an outhouse. He's still going to look hot. But he does look a bit weary and worse for wear, whatever, in this one. The Decemberists. I was, you know what? It was the Jimmy Stewart impression. The Descendants.
I saw The Descendants. He still looked like George Clooney.
Well, he's got a bit of scruffiness. His hair is kind of... Okay,
oh,
fine.
My goodness.
He's still hot, Frank. You know what? I'd jump all over. I'd jump all over the guy. It doesn't matter. Lights on, lights off. I'd cross the line. George Clooney. There we go. The Descendants is out today on Blu-ray, regular DVD. Very sad film, but I think there's a bit of hope and uplifting moments in that. I think it's definitely worth buying. So you buy that, and you rent Bag of Bones. That is what I got for today. I'm out. I'll talk to you later this week. Joe Hipperson, Big 550 KTRS, hip on entertainment.
I'd like to drop the mic.
Joe Hipperson.
Take care, guys. Don't ever bring us
in. Brought to you by Oric, the 7 locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. Be sure to tell me your name in the PM. Now, see, now what's going to happen is after the show, I'm going to go off and work on my Jimmy Stewart because I really want to be able to do him because in a few years, most people aren't even going to know who you're talking about. If you tell somebody, what, under 40?
Oh, if you gathered 10, 18-year-olds, I bet two of them would
have no idea who you're
Stewart.
Talking about. If you went up and said, who am I doing right now? They just think you're some weirdo. They wouldn't have any idea. That was Joe Hipperson, and as I said, brought to you by Oric. You heard Deanna Doherty earlier talking about rates in the threes at American Equity Mortgage, and that is the case, depending, of course, on your credit rating. You will learn... Not too far into your adult life, I'm trying to teach my daughter this, that this credit rating thing is really important. It is so important. When they do a credit check on you, you're either going to get accepted, turned down, get a high rate, low rate, middle, depending on your credit rating. So, you know, pay your bills on time and don't buy things you can't afford and you'll have a good one. And if you do, you are looking at rates in the threes. It has been, I think, the 1950s was about the last time we saw rates like this. It's just beyond belief. And when you combine that with the fact that some of these houses, especially you folks who are renting a starter and you want a starter home, my goodness, these builders are giving these houses away just to get the inventory moved. So let American Equity Mortgage tell you how to make that happen. Let them also show you how to get out from under some of this bad debt at higher interest rates by using the equity in your home. We preach the same sermon over and over, But apparently it's working because lots of people are doing it. They're doing a smart thing, using that home and the equity in it to borrow money. 314-878-9999 or AmericanEquity.com.
With an update on the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. Well, boy, this traffic pattern now is one that looks pretty normal. It's really, really slow. If you're going on westbound 40, I think what happened is now that the sun's going down later, people just want to get out of work earlier, and they're all getting off work at the same time. So stop and go traffic westbound 40 from the Science Center through McCausland, Clayton Warson out to Mason, and then from Clarkson out to the Boone Bridge. It's pretty slow. Westbound 70, you start jamming up between the Earth City Expressway. Some pockets through the Blanchette Bridge. It's slow between 94 and Zumbelt. And then again from Mid River Small Drive down through, or out through T.R. Hughes. And then southbound C-70 and stop and go from 40 to Doherty Ferry. This traffic report is brought to you by your Greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers, Toyota owners. Visit your participating Toyota dealer this March for a Toyota True Start battery with a Toyota suggested price of $99.95. See your local Toyota dealer for details. Installation extra. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, JC here.
Along with Trish.
Who?
Shut up.
Guess what we're doing on the showgram this Friday from noon till 3.
Broadcasting live from the Wildwood Pub and Grill during Barbecue Madness.
I told you to guess. Yes, it's the 3 B's at Wildwood Pub and Grill.
3 B's.
Barbecue, basketball, and bourbon.
Oh, you forgot the 4th B.
Oh, yeah?
Big screen TVs, Bud Light specials during all televised tournament games.
Ah, that makes 5 B's.
There's all kinds of Jack Daniel's specials, too.
Go to wildwoodpub.com for directions and info on Barbecue Madness and join us
this Friday live on the Big 550 KTRS.
The great thing about St. Louis is that we have so many family-owned and family-operated businesses, including our friends at Classic Air Care and The Drain Team. Family-owned and family-operated since 1926 with nearly 100 employees. If you have any issues with your heating, your air conditioning, or your plumbing, Classic Air Care and The Drain Team can help you out. Classic Air Care and The Drain Team offers residential commercial services for plumbing, heating, and air conditioning. You can save, and you can save online too. Go to cacstl.com. That's cacstl.com or 314-352-1111. Classic Air Care and The Drain Team have experienced and licensed journeyman plumbers, as well as experienced and certified technicians with background checks and mandatory education for all the latest. So for any heating, air conditioning, and plumbing issues, it's Classic Air Care and The Drain Team.
Night Court with Scott Sherman has a brand new tie.
Join me Saturdays from 7 to 9 p.m. We'll break down the law and give it back to the people where it's always belonged.
Night Court, Saturdays at 7 on the Big 550.
Looking for your perfect hair color? Stop by Fantastic Sam's for the color event starting Wednesday through March 25th. No appointment needed. Fantastic Sam's, your style awaits.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring, of course, Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by McLeod Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey! Hello, everybody. Good afternoon. Man,
hello,
what a
Bill.
Day.
How are you?
Gorgeous.
I'm great. Well, Monday night on The Bachelor, the guy got down on one knee and proposed. Isn't that beautiful?
Aww. It is beautiful.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw the show. He got down on his knee and asked her if she'd like to spend the next 7 weeks of our lives together.
Man. I don't know why I thought that was funny.
It's not. Nobody was injured when a Delta plane slid off the runway at the Atlanta airport this morning. The airport was described as being in total chaos most of the day. In other words, nobody noticed anything out of the ordinary.
Oh.
That's like the worst airport. It's such a very crowded there.
Which airport?
Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's horrible.
Yeah. Yeah, the pilot says it was all a misunderstanding. Turns out he was auditioning for a job at Amtrak.
Oh, man.
Brother. That's all I got. I'm leaving.
Wow.
So up there here.
Come on, Bill. Don't go.
Come on, Bill.
Yeah, please.
One more, Uncle Bill.
Hey. Real quick, I want to say hi to some guy who was driving in Crestwood yesterday with an AM and the PM bumper sticker. He had an Elantra, a Hyundai Elantra. I want to say hi to him.
All right.
Oh, hey there.
Hello, Mr. Elantra.
Bill Clavel, excited, brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Clevelin on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
All right, folks, the Playhouse is coming up. We've got a great hunting joke that